Sorry if you heard that. Pumpkin carvers.
Hello world, it's Radio Valencia. This is the Escape Velocity Show.
Oh, one moment while I clear my throat.
Clear out the pipes there. Like I was saying, it's the Escape Velocity Show. David James Fraser here from 12 noon today till 2 p.m. Today being June 1st. 2026, if you can believe it. Today we'll be conducting our musical journey through cyberspace that will take you through many unpredictable twists and turns. We'll keep you guessing, but I will ask the question, can Celtic folk music be successfully blended with psychedelic pop? The answer, which is yes, to follow. Currently checking out brand new Boards of Canada, much anticipated release. So how about if I just quit polluting the beautiful grooves of Boards of Canada, let them do their thing, and we'll see where this ends up in a few minutes. Thanks so much for joining.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Cellar Doors here on Radio Valencia. That is my new favorite band in the world. I had the pleasure of just running into one of the founding members of that band, who also is mobbed up with the Flaming Groovies somehow. Yeah, I just ran into him outside of a show. Just got to talking with a couple of music people, and it led me to that. Great, great discovery. That album released in 2019. Cellar Doors, they're local to San Francisco. Man, I hope they've got something in the works because that album is flawless. Before that, we heard a song called Cathedral from a band called Poltergeist off of an album called Your Mind is a Box, Let Us Fill It with Wonder. And that came out in 2013. Maybe unfamiliar to you, but perhaps more familiar are the members of that band, two of them being founding members of a little band called Echo and the Bunnymen, as regular listeners of the Escape Velocity know, one of my favorite bands in the world, if not the. And yeah, that's Will Sargent and Les Pattinson doing their thing without the titanic ego of Ian McCulloch along as baggage. And we started off the set with brand new stuff from Boards of Canada off of their album Inferno, just released this last week. I saw the vinyl in stores down here running around in the Mission District while I was checking out a little thing called Porch Fest. Oh, here's some music. Here's some music to make my voice sound a little less awkward. Also saw this week the Asteroid Number 4, which is some awesome sort of locally sourced in the Bay Area shoegaze. We're gonna hear from them a little later, as well as saw them open for Chapter House, which is I would say they were somehow left behind in the shoegaze pantheon of all time greats. I mean, if you know them, you know them. They're on tour, hadn't done much in the last 30 years. Saw them play with the Asteroid Number 4, and they absolutely destroyed. There was so much love in the room for both bands. And also got to talk with the drummer Ash, who performance wise is maybe the best thing about that band. Oh, and there's a lot of good things about that band, but man, does he bring the rock god energy to the notoriously introverted stage presence of that shoegaze is known for. Powerful stuff at the August Hall here in San Francisco. Met those dudes from Asteroid Number 4, also very, very nice guys, and wish them all the success in the world as they embark on a European tour in the near future. So it is, as we record this, it's June 1st, 2026. I'm looking out the window of the Radio Valencia World Headquarters, our mission control transmissions from the mission, where we send out our signal through cyberspace, a freeform radio style in full effect. I tend to lean in towards the shoegaze and the psychedelic, but also lots of jangly pop stuff. Today, also, I'm going to lean into some Irish stuff because I saw a band called The Scratch last week. And boy, did they bring the house down. Opening for them was a band called Doug, and never before seen thing happened at that show, which is this like kind of like, well, they're folk, but it's like they got the whole place square dancing. It's kind of the new, is folk the new punk? Maybe it always was. I don't know. Wow, what a week. What a week. What a couple of weeks. Really getting the most of it here in the Bay Area. I think San Francisco is on the rise, my friends. It's people show up for these shows and give so much love to the performers as they did at the Porch Fest event, which happened here in the Mission this weekend. Here's some more rocky stuff. This is more Asteroid Number 4.
Yeah.
Okay, very, very long set of big, big sounds. Thick slabs of psychedelia and otherwise very cinematic, widescreen sounding stuff. Yeah, just running it down for you. Last up, first up, to tell you about Haiti from Arcade Fire off of their 2004 album Funeral. Before that, Seeing the Forest for the Trees from Echo Drone off of their album The Sun Rose in a Different Place. That's from 2010. We heard Ecstasy, the White House demo version from Chapter House off of album they put out. Well, I don't know when the song was recorded, but the EP came out in 2025. That's called the White House Demos EP. We started off the set with Shadowed by the Asteroid Number 4 off of their new album, like brand new, In Praise of Shadows. Very, very good. Locally sourced shoegaze. Genetically modified, perhaps, but still locally sourced. Free range space music for you. Right now, we're hearing, as I promised, today's experiment features blending in psychedelic stuff with some Celtic stuff. Because I saw a lot of Celtic stuff this last week that I'll tell you more about as the show unveils itself to you. Many, many surprises coming up. But this is called Rose, off of a band called Fruit Stereo, off of a collection of airs called Celtic Fiddle Airs. And what I learned is, like, this is what this kind of music, this is what this kind of song is called. It's called an air. This kind of floats there in the air. I'll let Fruit Stereo finish it up and then get you back with some more rock.
Yeah. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers. Difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy.
Difference is you, people. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for coming in and lending me your ears. This is David James Fraser here on Radio Valencia. My show is called The Escape Velocity. You'll be here until 2 p.m. Today, this being June 1st. You may be hearing it recorded later. Radio Valencia is a free-form radio station. That's why that's why you can get Dinah Washington singing What a Difference a Day Makes from 1959. Right next to The Last Dinner Party, singing The Feminine Urge from their album Prelude to Ecstasy, which was released 2024. And starting off the set, we had You Tore Me Down by the Flamin' Groovies, Shake Some Action. Freeform radio, you get to play whatever you want. If you're a DJ, nobody tells you what to play. You just propose a show, and if the powers that be like it, they will have you come on into the radio station and be a DJ. You just need to hit us up at radiovalencia.fm. See the email address there, station. Here, see it? Are you with me? No, pull it up right now. Come on. I don't see you pulling it up. Okay, good. So station at radiovalencia.fm. Tell us what you have in mind. Got a full studio down here in the Mission District of San Francisco. The best neighborhood in the world, as far as I'm concerned, after this last weekend, seeing the crowds show up for so much great local music at Porch Fest. Yeah, I was uncertain for a while there, but now I'm a big fan. It only took about 15 years for me to see the light. Anyway, you get to have a full studio. It's got everything you need, and the only thing's missing is you, so hit us up. So just to talk a little bit more about some of the bands in that set. We heard from the Flamin' Groovies, like legendary San Francisco band, the main part of their legend that escapes me why they are not exactly a household name. Everything I've heard is pretty much flawless. If you like indie, like Psych Garage, I'm not sure why Psych Garage gets combined. Like, I'm not, like garage music doesn't sound that psychedelic to me often, and yet somehow, yeah, kind of. It sounds like fucking great rock and roll. And that's what you get from the Flamin' Groovies, who are still operating in some form today, as well they should be. That music needs to be heard. The Feminine Urge, Last Dinner Party, so Coming On Strong, played recently here in the Bay Area, I believe in Oakland at the Fox Theater. So they just kind of popped on my radar. I thought I'd check them out, and that's a song that caught my ear. And then, why did I play What a Difference a Day Makes by Dinah Washington? Well, I was watching a show. I believe it was The Burrows, you know, which is basically... It's the same people who did Stranger Things, and damn if it isn't basically kind of like Stranger Things light, only with people living in a sort of retirement community instead of teenagers. Very similar energy and quite entertaining. And I just had to hear it, so you had to hear it too. Continuing on, I want to tell you a little bit about this next band. They're called Doug, D-U-G, cap, all caps. They're blasting it at you. They are Doug. A stripped down kind of folk thing, like I was saying at the beginning of the show. Like, is folk the new punk? And then I was thinking, like, was it ever not? Like, because I also saw a film this last week about the current state of Celtic folk music in Ireland called Celtic Utopia, which was... there's a documentary festival that happens here, again, in the Mission of San Francisco at the Roxy Theater, and Jeff Ross, who is also a Radio Valencia DJ, orchestrates these festivals, and man, does he find some incredible films. I don't know how he finds time to preview and watch them all, and it's just so great and very, very moving. So I saw the show earlier in the week by an Irish band called The Scratch, who... my friend Lisa in Seattle took me off to that band, and man, did they bring down the house. But Doug did something I've never seen before, and that is they got a bunch of young folks square dancing and mixed in with a bunch of stage diving, never before seen in all my considerable years. So wanted to give some airtime to them as we sort of lean into, like, if this was a concert from one band, this would be the part of the show where they kind of like come out into the middle of the, you know, their mini stage in the middle of the crowd and do some kind of stripped down acoustic stuff. So this is the Radio Valencia Escape Velocity version of that. This is Doug with Big Sundown.
As a child, my mother told me, son, don't succumb to fanfare, wait for your day to come. Dad drank like a fish, watching Geronimo on the couch with his belly out in a cloud of Richmond smoke. We snuck around the back, but the light of the TV glowed.